On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, before we start the show, I'd like to give a little shout-out to the Pod of Thunder podcast, which mentioned our little show. Maybe it'll give it a little bump on the ratings. That would be kind of nice. So thank you, Nick, Andy, and Chris L. For the people who listen to our little show, please go check out the Pod of Thunder. It is a great podcast. It's fantastic. And while you're at it, if you don't subscribe already, please go ahead to one of your local podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Spreaker, iHeart, Listen Notes, Podchaser, Podtail, and now we're on Amazon. Can you believe that? Our little show is on Amazon. So please subscribe and give us a little five-star rating. That would be kind of nice because I think we got like six ratings on Apple. Hey, let's bring it up to 10. Come on, guys. Just give us a couple minutes. Give us a nice little review. Hey, if you can draw a couple more people to show, that'd be fantastic. Because we're making jack squat for this show. And when we started, we weren't planning on making money for it anyway. So we will probably never have a sponsor. But it'd be kind of nice to have a couple more listeners. So, hey, enjoy the show. And thank you for your support. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, time for another episode of Rapid Fire, where we try to stump each other with some trivia questions. Sometimes they're hard, sometimes they're easy. I guess if you know the answer, it's easy, no matter if it's hard or not.
Correct. So,
anyway, we have three questions apiece, so that is six questions total. See if anybody of you out there can get six for six. I'd be surprised, but sometimes these are hard. This time, I don't think this will be too difficult for you.
Okay, mine might be tougher, so it's going to be tougher for you cats out there, or dogs, to get six for six. Good luck.
Okay, question number one for you. Who are the members of Velvet Revolver?
Oh, God, you've done this one. I think you've done this one before now. There's always one guy I freaking don't know. All right, Weiland is the singer.
Yep.
Slash is the lead guitar player. Duff is the bass player. Matt Sorum is the drummer. And there's that other dude. And I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it's Dave Kushner.
Dave Kushner, yeah. That's the one I always get. I always forget that guy.
I don't think I did that question before, but maybe.
Maybe, but I'll probably miss it again if you do it next week.
Yeah, well, I don't remember what I had for lunch, so.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you who Dave Kushner's played for. I guess he plays in a lot of bands and has been around forever, but he's one of those guys I just never really noticed.
Yeah.
He's probably very good, but I just don't know.
Oh, I'm sure he is. You don't get in a band with Slash as a.
Yeah, he's not Sid Vicious, you know.
No.
Guy couldn't play his instrument whatsoever.
Yeah.
All right. And speaking of bass players, nice segue there.
All right.
Question number one, name the bass player who's played with Coverdale Page, Styx, The Babies, Ronnie Monroe's, and Bad English. What is the name of that bass player? Coverdale Page, Styx, The Babies, Ronnie Monroe's, and Bad English.
God, I know this name. Ricky Phillips.
Correct. Yikes.
Yes.
Nice. I was going to give you a hint. Rhymes with Dickie Billups. But you didn't need the hint.
I didn't need it this time.
You kicked ass.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. Good. Yeah, obviously. He's still in sticks.
Nice.
All right.
All right. Question number two for you. Can you name four bands that Roger Manning Jr. has been in?
Roger Manning, Joe, is that Roger Manning Jr. or Roger Manning Joseph Jr.? Or Joseph Manning?
Roger Joseph Manning Jr.
Yeah, it's hard to say. He's been in, he's currently in the Licorice Quartet. He is, was a member of Jellyfish. And here's where it gets tougher. He was a member of Beck's band. You counting that one?
No.
Not counting that one. Oh, what's the other bands? Was he in the Grays?
Nope.
No, he wasn't in the Grays. That was the other dude. Who else has he been with? Oh, Beatnik Beach he was in.
Yep. That was his first band.
And the last one, Imperial Drag.
That is correct.
Yes.
Whew. Yeah.
I was sweating that
I like Imperial Drag. They're really cool.
Yeah, I got to see them live. They're amazing.
That's cool.
That's how I got turned. A guy I worked with took me to this show. I'd never heard of them. And I was blown away. And from there, I discovered Jellyfish. So I missed the whole Jellyfish thing when they were a band. So Imperial Drag is my gateway. And now I totally...
Yeah, this was his first... That was his first thing he did after Jellyfish.
Yep. Him and the guy who later on became the singer in Slash of Snakebit.
Eric Dover.
Yeah. Super talent. Actually, all those Licorice... I was going to say Licorice Pizza, but that was the record store. Licorice Quartet guys are all top-notch.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they have another EP coming out here soon.
Nice.
I love the first
one. There's only three of them in the quartet.
Yeah. With hints the joke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like Chickenfoot's second album called Three.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, those funny guys. All right. Question number two for you. What was the name of Billy Joel's rock band before he became a solo artist in 1970? I'm going to give you five names, and you got to pick it because it's pretty tough.
Okay.
Unless you know it.
I don't.
All right. Here are the names. It's one of these. Is it Warrior, Attila, Mongoose, Flame, or Billy and the Beaters?
I'm going to say Flame.
That'd be incorrect.
Oh, dang. It's not Billy and the Beaters.
No, which is actually a real band.
Yeah.
It is.
Not Warrior.
No, Attila.
Attila, okay.
Yeah, rockin' Billy Joel. I guess he played keyboards, and I think he played a little bass in that band. And he had long hair. And they released one album.
I've never heard of them.
Attila, yeah, it probably sucks. I think it's a lot like Vanilla Fudge.
Oh, okay.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, not a big fan.
No.
All right, well, what am I? I'm one for two now. And you're one for two as well.
Yep. On to the final questions.
Final question. This is for all the marbles. What do the following have in common? Pete Way, Neil Peart, Kenny Rogers, Little Richard, and Steve Priest of Sweet.
They're all dead.
That's true.
They all died in the year 2020.
That is correct.
Yep.
The list could have gone on and on, too.
Oh, God, so many. It's like every week. Oh, who died today is from day recording. Oh, not a musician, but Alex Trebek from Jeopardy died today.
Yeah.
It's like every other day somebody we know or grew up with. It's like, phew.
Exactly. I was getting ready for this show, getting these questions together, and my daughter came in. Dad, Alex Trebek died. I was like, oh, thanks. Appreciate that. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, he'd been struggling with cancer for a long time, so.
Yeah, I'm surprised he lasted this long. I thought his last sabbatical from the show was going to be it, but.
Now, I wonder if they're going to continue with that show. They should.
Oh, totally should. It's going to be difficult to find a host like that, but.
Is Wink Martindale still alive?
Oh, my God. Maybe Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery, yeah. We'll be back in 2-2. How's that going to work? 2-2. Yeah. I think he's still around, but just get some young blood in there.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three for you. When the Babies broke up, Tony Brock and Wally Stalker, the drummer and the guitar player, went on to join which British singer's touring band? And it's a big one. So you know the other guys went on. One went on to a solo career. One joined Journey, And these two other guys joined a rock singer's, a British rock singer's touring band. And it's one we all know, and it's a big one.
Elton John.
Nope, but you're super close. He's a friend of Elton John's. He was a semi-pro soccer player before he became a singer.
Rod Stewart.
Correct. They both joined Rod Stewart's touring band.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that. Or I would have gotten the question right if I had.
Yeah, I think correct, you would have. But what's that mean? It looks like I win again.
Oh, damn it.
Which means next time we do this, Danny's going to have super hard questions. I'm going to go over 3.
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
You just never know.
I'm going to start making them harder, man.
Yeah, I did all my questions yesterday.
Mine was this morning. Early this afternoon watching the Giant Washington game.
Oh, yes, not the Redskins. It's the Washington football team.
Yeah, can't say the Redskins.
Can the NFC East be any worse?
No. Well, I guess they could. Well, no. When they play each other, someone has to win.
Right. But somebody might make 500 this year.
Possibly.
Maybe. Maybe somebody will get in with like 6 wins. So the Cowboys have won 2. Cowboys, Giants, and Red, the football team, are only won 2 games. And what, Eagles have won 3 or 4?
No, they're, I thought they were 2-4-1.
Wow. so bad.
Whew. Aren't they 2-4-1 or 3-4-1?
I thought they were 3, but who knows?
They might be.
And there's another division where like 3 of the 4 teams have got really great records. I forgot which one it was.
I'm looking right now. They're 3-4. Eagles are 3-4-1. And so they're in first place.
Woo!
God, how terrible is that?
Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Well, I better go.
All right. Thank you for doing this. I'm going to...
Oh, yeah.
I'll post. I got to post it tonight, so I have to edit it tonight. I have to go pick up my son.
All right. Well, have a good night.
All right, Danny. Take care.
All right.
Bye. See ya.
If you enjoy the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, you can go to Spreaker.com and sign up for free to follow the show. All past episodes can also be streamed or downloaded at Spreaker.com.
All right there, boys and girls out there in coronavirus podcast land. It's time for a little bit of intellectual poetry where we read the lyrics to a song and you have to give us the artist and the name of the song. Sometimes they're hard, sometimes they're easy, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're intelligent. You just never know. But if you really pay attention, you should be able to get this. But this bit is a little tougher than the other ones we do.
Yeah, it's hard without the melody or the rhythm, and plus Mark can barely read as it is. So
I can barely read, and I have no sense of melody. So,
so there you go.
All right, so good luck. I just made it harder for you people out there.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. My song, here we go, is "She Went Away for the Holidays, Said She's Going to L.A., But She Never Got There. She Never Got There. She Never Got There, They Say." What do you think?
Oh, jeez. Is it L.A. Woman by the Doors?
It is not. Not even in the ballpark.
Okay, good.
One hint, I can tell you this came out in 1981. All right, I will skip the chorus because that will probably give it away. The lyrics in this song are not the best. I'll give you this one. "Now I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me. I don't know where my baby can be. They took her from me. They took her from me." Ring. Oh, you have any idea?
Is it the Ramones?
It is the Ramones.
The KKK took my baby away?
It is. Off of Pleasant Dreams. Congratulations.
Oh, man, what a f***ed up song that is.
Yeah, I'll finish up the lyrics real quick. It says, "Ring me, ring me, ring me up the president and find out where my baby went. Ring me, ring me, ring me. Up the FBI and find it out. My baby's alive. Yay, yay, yay. Oh, oh. The KKK took my baby away. Yep, that's it.
All right.
You know, there are people actually out there that say that the Ramones lyrics are genius and their simplicity. I say, no. If a third grader can write them, they're not genius. I'm sorry.
No, they're not genius. They're funny. They, you know, they are topical sometimes, but genius? Mm.
No. Yeah, and they're fun, and I like the Ramones, but come on, genius? No.
Oh, hey. Man, I like the Ramones a lot. I've never thought of them as being genius. And, you know, they always say that their music was also so genius in its simplicity, and it's really hard to play like that. No, it's not. It's not hard to play like that at all. But, you know, what they were great at what they did, you know?
Yeah, and they had great stamina live because they're playing so fast. And, yeah, you get tired. But is it difficult? Not really.
No, it's not difficult, but it's, you know, if you're going to play a two-hour show and your right hand is going like that the entire time, you're going to get beat.
Yeah, they say when the drummer for Blondie tried out and played with the Ramones for a little bit, he couldn't cut it because he just got too tired.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to, that kind of show, you got to be in shape.
Yeah. And that guy's in shape, but I guess you got to be superhuman. And
you got to be in gig shape. And which I always joked about when after the winter, when my band wasn't, we wouldn't play a lot of gigs, and then our first couple gigs back, and we're doing like, we're playing for 4 hours, and you're like, man, I'm not in gig shape at all. You know, you're getting home at 2:30 in the morning, and you're dead. But there's the difference between being. Being difficult to play and being difficult to play the show.
And damn it, you had to play Sweet Home Alabama again.
God damn it. And Brown Eyed Girl. Oh, every single time. There was even a show where I convinced the guys not to do Sweet Home Alabama and somebody requested it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So we did it.
Oh, you just said, we don't know that one.
Oh, we did that so many times. Oh, sorry, we don't know it.
They could have requested Thin Lizzy's Dancing in the Moonlight, but did they do that? No.
No, they did not. All right. Well, you ready for my lyrics?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Mr. Nostradamus.
Okay.
All right. Well, this, you know, a lot of times we do stupid lyrics like that one we just had, but then there are some times when the lyrics just paint a picture and, you know, you realize, damn, that's good writing right there. So this is a... This is an example of one of those.
Okay, Vincent by Don McLean.
No.
Oh, damn it. Okay, go ahead. That paints a picture.
Okay, here we go.
Get it? Paints a picture? Huh?
I get it.
Okay, never mind. Gosh, I'll shut up.
All right. When I passed you in the doorway, well, you took me with a glance. I should have took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants.
Are you for real? Go on, keep going.
Yes. I cannot believe this. God. And my father, he's going crazy, said I'm living in a trance. Do you have any idea what that is?
Gee, let me think. I'm going to play dumb. Is that the Clash? So should I say or should I go?
No, it's not. And I just, you're going to have to guess right because I just crinkled up the paper and threw it in the trash.
Oh, if it's not that, it's got to be Thin Lizzy Dancing in the Moonlight.
You son of a bitch.
Hey, this wasn't planned.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
How does that... God.
We didn't talk about that song or that band or anything. It just came up in a conversation, popped in my head, and it's the same song.
That's the song I have picked
up.
Because it's not like I can just go, oh, wait, let me get a different song. No.
And that particular song has great lyrics.
Oh, man, like I said, it paints a whole picture. You can see, you know, the guy walking down the street, you know, he's just gotten done with a date with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. Yeah, I think he cleaned up the lyric there. I don't think he's talking about chocolate stains. So he's being poetic.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Phil Lynott was a great lyricist for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, way to go. You got it. So
I win.
I hope you're happy now.
Still can't wait to see that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're playing it in Europe right now. He can stream it up there, but we can't stream it here. So I can't wait to see it. Hopefully people will remember Thin Lizzy and go discover it and get these guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, they absolutely deserve to be there.
But are we smart enough to put them there? Let's see. We are, but I don't know about they.
Yeah,
they
are. This latest class would not show that they're smart enough to put them in there.
Who was I think it happened a couple of days ago or yesterday. I'm not sure. I think it's Depeche Mode, Doobie Brothers, and who else? I don't remember.
There's a rapper on there, Biggie.
Biggie Smalls.
Maybe. I don't know. I saw the list and I thought, well, this does me no good.
No.
I mean, I would agree with the Doobie Brothers. They probably need to be in there. But, you know, everybody else, I'm like, they're not rock. This is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, not according to them.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And on that note, they can... Yep.